Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over a dozen years, and he's the president of On Point Consulting, author of Flexible Leadership. That's one of his books. Also, Closing the Execution Gap, and he's one of our leadership experts that we have learned so much from over the years. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Rick, I was telling the audience you were coming, and we were going to talk about transformational leadership. I was pointing out that in the 21st century, the key to success is being able to manage human beings better, and the human beings that we have to manage, or actually I say manage, I meant lead them, of course. Right. And the people we have to lead are quite a bit different. They're not only different in the younger people are quite a bit different than the older people, but we've got more generations than ever before. And so I'm not sure organizational leaders have ever been as taxed in terms of their leadership capability has ever been stressed as much as right now. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, when you're working with sort of a homogeneous population where you can find the levers to inspire and motivate, it's much more straightforward, you know, because you kind of know how to talk to people, you know how to, you know, drive people forward. But when you've got such a complex and mixed group, multiple generations, and you're diverse in more than just generational diversity, you're diverse, you know, in cultural diversity, gender diversity, all of that makes it much more difficult to find out how to inspire and motivate the group. You know, so you really end up doing a lot of the one-on-one interaction, but you still have to find a way to, you know, lift the entire group as opposed to focusing on each person. It is much, much more difficult when everybody has different needs.
Especially when you've got a multi-generational group, and you and I both know that millennials think about work and collaboration differently than baby boomers do.
Yeah, well, and then you got the Gen Z guys, you know, folks coming into the workforce.
I'm not ready. No, wait, Rick. Wait, yet. I'm not ready for them. I'm not ready for them yet. I'm holding them off.
They're already in the workforce.
I'm holding them off. They don't even know where the bathroom is yet. I'm holding them off a little bit. let's
millennials,
stop with it.
millennials are starting to take leadership roles.
I know. Millennials are just now breaking 40 or so, 40, 41. But tell us what transformational leadership means.
The idea of transformational leadership is that it really is all about inspiring others, helping other people focus on sort of a greater good, and encouraging and enabling them to do more than they thought they could, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also about sort of unifying the entire organization. I think the thing that's interesting about transformational leadership is that it gets a lot of hype right now, just for some of the reasons you're saying, is that how important it is to look forward, to look ahead, to keep the organization fluid and flexible and moving forward. And I agree with that, and I do think it's important. But I also think it's important, and just want to make the case here, because I'm a proponent of transformational leadership, but I don't think we should lose sight of the importance of the transactional leadership, the focus on short-term goals and the day-to-day mm-hmm. operations. And in the best scenario, leaders would be able to stand on both sides of the line, that they would be able to focus and manage the day-to-day in an efficient, effective way, but also have the capability to be able to look help the organization sort of reach ahead and to be comfortable with change and to be able to manage change. Right.
So could we say that transformational leadership is more macro? If I'm the CEO of my company, and transformational leadership would be me thinking about the way my company is supposed to go, where it's supposed to go, who's going to be with me taking the company to where we're going to go, what we're going to be doing when we get there, thinking about that kind of leadership at that level. And then transactional leadership will be being able to apply that at the more the granular, more the rubber meets the road level where the people are, and dealing with, you know, when you're dealing with a macro, you don't really have too much culture to worry about. You know, you got plenty of visioning things to deal with. But when you get down to the macro, to the micro, to the more granular, you have the culture, the expectations of the people and the culture of the organization to deal with, and that's a different kind of leadership, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that the transformational leadership is a more macro, and the transactional tends to be more macro, operational, day-to-day. Although I do think that both perspectives deal with culture, because the transformational side is also about what kind of company do we want to be, and you know, what do we need to look like. And the transactional side is the day-to-day behavior, policy, procedure that will kind of make that culture actually happen. So I think they're both related to the cultural piece. But I agree with the more macro versus micro kind of perspective on that.
Right. And so why is it important to know the difference? Why is it important to contemplate both of those?
Well, one reason I think it's important is that we lose sight of the operational side. You know, all the literature and all the consultants are always talking about, you know, this whole idea of transforming the organization, inspiring, motivating, driving culture, moving the organization forward, which is very, very important. Yet we lose sight of the importance of, let's just call them the manager, you know, the day-to-day operational side. We put so much emphasis on the leader or leadership or being a leader.
Right.
We lose sight of how important it is to just keep the lights on, to be a good manager. And in some ways, you know, I wouldn't necessarily even separate them. In other words, they are two different things, and there are two different perspectives and behavior, but you do need to be able to do both those things.
Right. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Rick.
OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
All right, so check it out. The books are Flexible Leadership, also Closing the Execution Gap, and also Virtual Team Success. Those are all Rick's books. He and I will be right back. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.